When to start, okay.
So two weeks ago, when I went to the ghetto to help those two families, Lydia's friend showed up there, and she was in a wheelchair. They were in a pretty bad car accident, and the doctors told the parents that she's gonna walk someday, but for now she has to be in a wheelchair to protect her and to make sure. The mom says she has feeling in her feet and everything. Her back's okay, but we just have to be careful. And every time that Lydia would run around the parking lot, or she's always running. She's always, but when I looked at her, I kept seeing her just moving her feet, you know, it's like moving her legs, and she just was really tired of sitting in that wheelchair. And so then my focus went back to what Blue Mustang does for the families in the ministry. And the little girl goes, "Is that a car? Are you talking about a car?" I said, "No, that's a nickname that the Latinos gave him, you know, because he has a blue Mustang." Oh, okay, it is a car, but it's not a real, like, a person. Like, no, just the person that drives it. But, and then I said, he has a big ministry, and then I have a lot of men that pray, and a lot of families that pray for this ministry, like Terry Bird, and then the little girl almost jumped out of her seat. "Is that Big Bird brother or something?" I was like, they always say that. The little kiddos, they're funny. I said, "No, but he knows him, I'm sure, from TV." So I said, "You know, the Lord is faithful. I said, you got to pray and believe that God can heal, that God can restore strength. And, like, God put this ministry to Blue Mustang to bless families." And so when I took out the money, Lydia beat me to it. Like, she, like, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because it's three, you know. And then this one's for inflation, because inflation is getting crazy. So this is extra. This inflation money is, like, from God's kingdom. And Lydia goes, "Oh, yeah, we need to anoint that." And so when we anointed the money for the families, little girl put her hand in there, the one that was in the wheelchair. She put her hand on the money because it was going to her and her parents, you know, and her two siblings. And they were just praying. And I forgot to tell you this part, but as we were praying, she stood up. She got off of her wheelchair and just stood up and prayed with us. And I was like, this little girl doesn't belong in this wheelchair, man. Like, Lord, you got to heal her. And she said, "So it's the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." She says, "Isn't it cool how that's in an order? Like, 1, 2, 3? Like, yeah." I said, "Yes, it's really cool. Like, that's how God ordained it. Like, that's the way it is. Because it starts with the Father, and then the Son, and then the Holy Spirit." And then she goes, "I love the Holy Spirit because he lives inside of my heart." So without even thinking, you know, I went and got the ball out of my truck, and it's like a little beach ball, you know. And so I brought it over to Lydia and started hitting it back and forth. So and then they started hitting it back and forth. Remember, she hadn't sat down yet. Mm-hmm. And the parents were still crying because they got blessed to be able to buy groceries. And then Lydia took off running. And guess who took off running?
She got out of the wheelchair.
Little girl Sarah. She just took off with her. And then the parents just went, "Wait a minute, you're not supposed to run." You know, and it's like, they just let her go. Like, she was running. They were hitting that beach ball back and forth. And it's like, the mom goes, "How's your back?" She goes, "It doesn't hurt anymore." When we were praying, my whole body was shaking. Mm. She goes, I even got goosebumps. I don't know what the deal is, Mom. And when you're 7 years old and you're...
Yeah, you don't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's like, but my whole body was shaking and I feel great. I don't feel no more pain. I want to play. Be careful. She hasn't sat in that wheelchair since. But that's the power of God. That's what he does. That's... It wasn't me. It wasn't, you know, it was prayer. It's like God answered prayer by healing that little girl.
And the little girl goes over and throws her wheelchair over and says, I don't need you no more.
She came over and she goes, Mom, can you help me fold up this chair? So her and her dad folded up the chair and she just leaned it over on the tree. And she goes, I'm going to leave it here for somebody else. I don't need it anymore. No, that's your grandma's wheelchair. We got to take it back to her. So it was like, grandma doesn't need it. She walks every day. She doesn't need no wheelchair. It was funny because after that, she didn't even want to see that wheelchair. Mm. That was just amazing. That's what God does. To this day, I asked Lydia, I said, how's Sarah doing? She said, oh, she's running everywhere. Mm-hmm. We go and play kickball every day. We play a recess and it's like, she's good. She's healed. Like praise the Lord. That's
so what she God was actually does. In school too.
Yeah.
In that wheelchair. Then all of a sudden she shows up not in the wheelchair, fully functioning.
Well, yeah. And the teacher said, Sarah, what happened? Like, you're not in no more wheelchair. The mom was telling me.
Yeah.
And she says, God healed me. She was telling the teachers what God did for her.
Oh, wow.
That testimony. Was quite a testimony.
Oh, wow.
Last weekend, boy, there's been, I don't know, maybe a month now, every weekend I show up, there's 17 families there. But the only two that will get blessed. The other ones are just there for support. They're to pray with them and to worship God. Yeah. And somebody last Saturday donated a stereo for them. To like a ghetto box, like that's what they call them back in the old days. And they show up, they play Amazing Grace on them, they have tapes and CDs in there, and they play all those old hymns and they just worship the Lord. And they were there praising God when I showed up. I never pull up where they're at because I want to hear, see what they're doing and saying. It's just awesome. Like, I got there and I got out and I was listening to them and they were worshiping God. It was beautiful. And then I heard Lydia, after everybody was done praying and praising, Lydia said, Dad, you need to pray and ask God to protect Blue Mustang and Sonny because he's on his way and I know it. I can feel it. And so the families knew about, they know about you, like before that we... I even show up. Like, we got to go because Blue Mustang sent Sonny here to bless us. So if God says to do it, they do it. If not, it's okay. At least we're here. We're ready. We're having the faith of God. It's going to show up. So Lydia's dad prayed. And when he got done praying, that's when I stepped over around the corner. And Lydia just started shouting hallelujah. Sonny's here. Thank you, Lord, for Blue Mustang and Sonny. And she's just jumping up and down. And of course, Sarah was doing the same thing. She was just praising God, like a whole different little girl. Like, she had a big smile. She wasn't, the parents weren't even worried about it, you know, anymore about her. Like, be careful, you know, you're back. And so the Friday before, they went to the doctor and told, because that was when her appointment was, to recheck her, see if she's okay. And Sarah runs in there and tells the doctor, I don't need that wheelchair anymore. Jesus Christ healed me, and I'm a believer, so there you go. That's what she told the doctor. And she goes, if you need prayer, doctor, we'll pray for you, because God is faithful. the doctor says, you know, my right knee has kind of been hurting me a little bit. And her dad pulled out the anointing oil and prayed over him. Right there at the doctor's office. I thought that was... That's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, we're not supposed to hide that. Like,
well, it was cool that the doctor was receptive to it.
Oh, yeah. And he's just, so they did do another, not an x-ray, what do you call those?
MRIs?
No.
CAT scan?
CAT scan.
Yeah.
And all the healing is done. Like,
everything's normal.
Everything's normal. No bruising, no. She still has a bruise on her back, you know, because of what happened, but she's good. Like, it's going away, so.
Sister Becky.
Yeah, that was awesome.